A student exchange program that was inspired by two tragedies is bridging gaps, smashing stereotypes, and bringing together kids who might not have otherwise formed friendships. WXXI's Beth Adams reports.
I'm passing math, but just...
It's lunchtime at Pittsford Sutherland High School. Senior Joamy Lasad is chatting about classes with Talia Williams and Denarian Giles of Pocketchieve Charter School. Throughout the year, a program called Rock Kids Connect brings students from Sutherland in Pittsford Mendon High Schools together with students from Rochester so they can get to know each other and challenge any biases they may have about the other group.
I thought that they were going to be, like, quiet and they wouldn't want to talk to us. Kind of had, like, the stereotypical, like, poor, you know, didn't really have much, and that they were just, like, didn't really like school and they were just trying to get through it.
That's Yashera Brown of Rochester and Megan Marr of Pittsford. They both said it wasn't long before they realized those stereotypes weren't true. The students all talked about these preconceived notions as a group and had a ceremonial removal of their biases. You could say the desire to push past prejudice is one of the reasons Rock Kids Connect exists. It was the idea of Mary Jane Milano, and it came to her at one of the worst times of her life. In 2007, Mary Jane's 14-year-old son, Jeff Milano Johnson, died of a cerebral aneurysm during lacrosse warm-ups in Pittsford. That same day, 16-year-old Shamar Patterson was fatally shot in a drive-by shooting in Rochester. Jeff and Shamar spent their last hours on the same floor at Strong Memorial Hospital. Mary Jane reached out to Shamar's mother, Joan Ross, and in their grief, a friendship was born.
I have lived a very long time, and it was only recently that I had African-American friends. And that just amazes me because I have a number of friends that was lacking in my life, and I didn't even know it was lacking.
When Mary Jane was looking for a way to honor the lives of her son and Shamar, she thought a lot about their coinciding deaths and their different lives spent just miles apart. She formed Rock Kids Connect to make sure that geography or life circumstances wouldn't be a barrier to potential friendships between future generations of kids. Students in the program not only spend some time at each other's schools, they do group activities like 3D printing or a session on career options. Recently, they played on the same team in a kickball tournament.
I think it's really fun, and I think it's a good experience to try out. Instead of hanging out with the same friends every day, you get to meet new people and hang out with them.
That's Duran Clanton of Rochester. According to Michael Samuel, director of Pocketchieve Charter School, pretty much all of Duran's classmates feel the same.
Every day during the school year, the most popular question that I receive is, Mr. Samuel, when are we going to see them again? When are we going back again? When is our next event?
And Mary Jane Milano says hearing that helps her heal.
Tremendously. Because this is Jeff's legacy. And it's Shamar's legacy for that matter. And that just makes me feel really good.
For WXXI News, I'm Beth Adams.